T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, I think he's matured, and I believe in second chances. Everybody wants to say that Tom picked him. Tom didn't have anything to do with it. This was something Jason and I have been talking for a couple of weeks, ever since the injuries to our other guys. And when the time was right, would we see if we could pull the trigger and fit it into what we want to get done? And we'll see. I mean, we have nothing. If Antonio does what I think he's going to do, he's going to be fine.
Bruce Arians, he's so full of it. He'd fail a lie detector test on the spot right there. Based on previous comments, any jury in America would convict him of a crime there. I mean, come on. Tom had nothing to do with Antonio Brown, who's set to show up to work Wednesday with his new team, the Buccaneers. Please spare me that comment. I think it's a brilliant move by Tampa, Chris. It keeps Antonio Brown from going to Seattle, and they've got to score 40 points a game to beat people. I mean, that's the only way they can do it. You know, they don't play any defense. They were last in pass defense. They were last in total defense going into last night's game. They lose at Arizona. Antonio Brown, now, I believe, on paper, the Buccaneers have the greatest group of wide receivers ever assembled. You can have Swan Stallworth. You can have the 98 Vikings. You can have the greatest show on turf. I can't really think of any more. What?
Jerry Rice and John Taylor,
yeah,
as a pairing.
I mean, it's Mike Evans, who has 6 1,000-yard seasons to start his career. The only other guy in NFL history to do that is Randy Moss. It's former Penn State wide receiver Chris Godwin, who had 9 touchdowns last year and is going to go bananas in the slot. They'll probably move him inside. And it's the best wide receiver I've seen in the NFL in the last 10 years. With a quarterback that the only guy where Antonio Brown might actually check himself, Tom Brady. The only guy that might actually have the juice to keep Antonio Brown in his place. And there are guys like Byron Leftwich, who played with AB, and Larry Foote, who played with AB, and Antoine Randall, who played with AB, who are all there to maybe buffer the awkwardness between Antonio Brown and Bruce Arians.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce Arians, I don't think, wants him there. If you could give him actual truth serum, he'd say no. Hell,
he's
no.
A Ben guy.
I don't want him there.
He's a Ben lover.
Well, there's that, too. I thought there was a part you didn't play there. I heard it when I was in the car on the way to the showdown last night, where Bruce Arians was asked by a reporter about, like, his work, you know, being a champion of women in the NFL and everything, and how he felt about that. And you could just hear him, like, how uncomfortable he sounded, saying, we'll let the courts play it out. And if things – obviously, that's not going to happen until after the season, and he knows that. We'll let them play it out. If anything comes back that he did anything, he's gone. He's off the team. I don't think he wants him there. But I think Tom Brady has clearly become, like, and I saw somebody, I think, write this for Sporting News. I think it was Vinny Iyer. He said only one other guy in team sports right now is able to build a roster as a player with that much input, and it's LeBron James. That's what this reminds me of, is the way he just builds the Lakers in his image.
Brady wants to win a Super Bowl where he gets all the credit. And he never got that in New England, and there was always the debate.
Well, the people that don't want to give him the credit, though, for it, Pony, if he wins it this year with this team, are going to say, look at the stars you surrounded yourself with at 43, and say that it's a byproduct of some of those guys. Now, again, that's chicken and the egg, though. They want to come and play there because Brady is there. But
right.
There will still be people throwing caveats.
Okay,
at him.
Yeah, but the caveat won't be somebody else had more to do with you winning a championship, or somebody else gets more credit than you. That's what Brady is fighting. I think that's partly why he picked Tampa Bay. He wants to be able to say that it wasn't the greatest coach of all time, that it wasn't a system that led him to winning seven championships. He wants clout. He wants agency in determining, you know, who he plays with. He thinks he's earned that. He has. I mean, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. So, and he's proving it now at 43.
Well, he'd still be in New England if they had given him what he wanted. I mean, that was, I thought that was the reason he really left. They stopped, they surrounded him with a bunch of tomato cans.
I don't blame Kraft for cutting Antonio Brown last year. They gave him a zero tolerance policy when they brought him in from Oakland. When those accusations popped up, he couldn't help himself and he was, you know, threatening the woman who made the allegations against him. I don't blame New England for saying, "Okay, you're done here."
No, I think they did I'm not going to say an honorable thing because they brought him on in the first place, but they at least stuck to their guns, which isn't what Bruce Arians is doing here. Bruce Arians, as soon as his quarterback said, "I want this guy here," threw up his hands and said, "Well, I'd like to win a Super Bowl, and I don't really care what I have to do to do it."
I think that Tampa did a very smart thing here with this deal. It's incentive, and it's based on if the team wins. If it were tied into catches and receptions and yards and touchdowns, you would just be asking for it. Because when AB didn't get the numbers that led to the payday, he would flip out. Now, indirectly, it probably still will. But more than anything else, I agree with what Caboli said last hour. If he goes there and he doesn't look like he's lost it, and he keeps his head on straight and he doesn't rock the boat, he's going to get another big contract. He's got to say and do the right things.
Because teams want to win. If he shows that he'll stay on the straight and narrow, teams want to win, and they will sign a player no matter how bad of a guy he is, no matter how much like his past should be disqualifying, he will get signed. We see it all the time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.